I want to move along because this is really important as well, because if you're looking for a rental property at the moment, let me know how hard it is and the process that you're going through. It's almost becoming like an auction to buy a house at the moment, because according to a new Domain report, rental vacancy rates are dropping and will continue to do so this year. Joining us on the line is Miriam Sandkula, the CEO and Senior Buyers Advocate from Property Mavens. Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Just doing a little bit of tapping away there, just sort of catching up on some stuff while I was introing you.
All good.
I caught you. It's no laughing matter, though, is it, when it comes to these rental demands?
Yeah, it's really sad, actually. I mean, the reality is we've had multiple factors come into play that has resulted in a significant change or reduction to the vacancy rates across the country. And that's metro, that's regional, and it's according to various property types as well.
So why? Well, just be more specific, if you can, about the various property types. I mean, are people wanting more homes than they did previously where they might have settled for a unit?
Yeah, so we've got people who are pretty well looking to upgrade from a three-bedroom to a four-bedroom house. So anyone that had the family homes, homeschooling kids, needed the extra space. So they're looking to upgrade to bigger homes, and consequently they've been in the market to rent those bigger homes, and also there's been a very strong demand to buy those bigger homes. We've had what I call the sea change, tree change, and flatmate change. So the flatmate change are people who've been, you know, in each other's spaces, in very small spaces for a long time, and they're often taking up apartments in CBD areas like Victoria. And the tree and sea change is, you know, people who have chosen to vacate the main cities and go to these regional areas, which is part of why there's so much demand there. Because as a consequence of the high demand for property from a purchasing point of view, it's also resulted in a very high demand from a rental perspective as well. Plus, we've also got expats coming back from overseas, and they're absorbing rental stock around the country as well. So it's been a combination of a number of things, but we're also coming off really large vacancy rates from COVID-19 around the 2019-20 period. So it looks significant, but there are definitely areas where they're incredibly low and people struggling to get into those suburbs.
So are you also finding, Miriam, you were talking before there about people wanting to go from a three-bedroom home to a four-bedroom home. Could that not necessarily be because of children? Could it also be because a lot of people are working from home now and they need that extra room as an office or a study?
Oh, absolutely. That's absolutely part of the reason. One of the challenges that's happening in Victoria as a result too is the Andrews government developed a change to the Residential Tenancies Act. They've introduced 120 new standards, and that's meant that a lot of people who did have tenants, if they want to re-let those properties, they have to actually retrospectively bring those properties up to standard. So a lot of older properties now need things like window locks on all windows and doors, and they have to be retrofitted. They have to have lockout window furnishings in all bedrooms. They have to have a minimum distance between the stove and the ceiling, the exhaust fan above the stove, because it has to meet current compliance and legislation rather than the era in which it was built. And that's costing landlords tens of thousands of dollars, and those costs will be passed on to tenants, but it's also resulted in a lot of residential properties being sold because landlords just simply cannot afford to make those changes. And unfortunately, you know, that legislation has created a shortage of rental stock in the market, and that's contributing to the problem as well.
And do you find also there's an increase in people who have investment properties deciding just to leave them vacant because it's a whole lot easier and in some situations a lot cheaper because they're not having to have the problems with problem tenants and also the repair bills which might follow as a consequence?
Well, most people can't afford to keep a rental property vacant. You know, it's maybe an older generation and baby boomers that have got the cash to do that, particularly if they're downsized and they've got two properties and that's part of their lifestyle. But the average investor isn't in a financial position to be able to do that, and that's what's forcing a lot of them to do things. And part of the issue as well is we've got a massive demand on trades at the moment, and the lack of trades is driving repair prices up. So, for example, I know a couple of years ago to get one of those stoves and the cupboard changed to make sure that the exhaust fan was at the right height was an $800 quote, and now it's running at a $2,000 quote. So it's a mess. It's actually a mess. It's a combination of a whole number of things, some of which are just circumstances of COVID and others, government regulation. And it's just resulting in, like anything, with supply and demand. When demand is higher than supply, prices will continue to increase.
Okay. All right. Nice to talk to you, Miriam. Now, here's a question just before we go that's completely left of field. I'm going to put you on the spot. What's the best musical you've ever seen?
Oh, I love my musicals. I have to say Come From Away, actually. I really enjoyed Come From Away. I'm looking forward to Moulin Rouge this year. There are a lot on my to-do list. But, yeah, Come From Away was fantastic. I've seen that two or three times.
Okay, terrific. Same as David Armstrong, our newsreader. So thanks for joining us, Miriam.
Thanks, Tony. Have a great day.
Thank you, Miriam Sankula, joining us there, the CEO and senior buyers advocate from Property Mavens.